Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the sweetest
name I know. I love the name.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel, when I call your name, said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Oh, I realize.
It is
a sweet.
I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name.
Yes, praise God on tonight. Praise God on tonight. There is something about the name Jesus. Praise God. The lyrics say that is the sweetest, hallelujah, name that I know. We want to welcome everybody tonight, amen, to the anointed truth of Christ. Hallelujah. More than an hour of power with the Black Prince of Preachers himself, Elder Andre Prevost. It is a blessing to be on the line tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you who have called in. Everybody who has tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio, everybody out there on Facebook Live, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we ask that you lead us and guide us tonight, that you be our leader, our guide, Lord, that you be our teacher, hallelujah, our inspiration tonight, that you be our revelator tonight, hallelujah, Lord, that you unveil things tonight to us, Lord, hallelujah, amen, through your Holy Spirit. Lord, open up our ears so we can hear clearly what the Spirit is saying to the church. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And Lord, we thank you, and we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God tonight, and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Amen. More than an hour of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I am Elder Andre Prevost. We thank God once again for each and every last one of you. We want to go, hallelujah, to our time of testimony and our time of praise at this time. Praise God. This is the time where we come forth and we give honor and praise to God for things that he has done in our lives. It's also the time that if we have a request from God, hallelujah, that we come before his throne, hallelujah, amen, with our request that we be made known unto him. Praise God, hallelujah. And we always read from Psalms 100 to get this section started off, amen, coming out of the King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing, the doing, hallelujah, and the receiving of his high and his holy word on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. This is the scripture that we use to open up our time of testimony. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, because this shows us the type of attitude that we are to have when we enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. To give you a little background, the writer of Psalms 100, amen, the Honorable King David, hallelujah, amen, he wrote this at a time where the presence of God dwelled, hallelujah, amen, in the temple or in the tent. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Wherever the Ark of the Covenant was, that's where the presence of God was. And he said when you came into his presence, this is the type of attitude that you should have when you come into the presence of the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. But I want to inform you that things have changed since then. Hallelujah, times have changed. And hallelujah, God, amen, praise God, no longer just dwells in the temple. Hallelujah. He no longer just dwells where the Ark of the Covenant is. We don't even know where the Ark of the Covenant is. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've been looking for it for centuries and haven't found it. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know, hallelujah, that when Jesus died on the cross some 2,000 years ago, the Bible tells us, amen, that the place where his presence, the presence of God was supposed to have dwelt, hallelujah, in the holiest of holies, the most holy place, hallelujah, the most sacred place of the temple, praise God. The Bible tells us that the veil ripped from the top to the bottom. I want you to know this wasn't an ordinary veil. Hallelujah, amen. This was a veil that was 6 feet high, amen, and estimated to be anywhere from 12 to 18 feet in width. Hallelujah, praise God. It required many mighty men on both sides, amen, to hold this curtain open in order for the priest to go in and make the sacrifices. Praise God, hallelujah. This wasn't no, hallelujah, little veil like we have on our little pulpits nowadays. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. This veil, amen, weighing hundreds of pounds, the Bible says, ripped from the top to the bottom, meaning the presence of God was no longer encased, no longer locked, hallelujah, behind that veil. Amen, praise God. And now we all have access to the presence of God through his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, amen. We learned some books later, amen, that in Acts, praise God, amen, when the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost, praise God, now we all have access to God's presence, hallelujah, on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis. Praise God, hallelujah. So when the day, I said that to say, when David was writing this, we had to go and get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. We had to go where God was. And he said, when you got there, this is the way you need to be. But I want you to know tonight that God's presence is always with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this should be our attitude. Amen. 24/7. Praise God. This shouldn't be something we have to get pumped up for. Hallelujah. Amen. Something we have to rehearse for and get ourselves ready. I got to get myself in the mood. Praise God. Like on date night when you really don't feel like going out. Amen, with hubby or with baby, amen, praise God, but you pump yourself up, I'm going hot, even though I don't feel like it. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. God say, I'm always with you. So if David says, you should come into my presence with singing, hallelujah, amen, that you should understand, praise God, amen, that you should enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You should enter his courts with praise, that you should be thankful unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now in these times, this is a permanent attitude. I should wake up thankful. Hallelujah. I should go to bed thankful. Throughout my day, I should be thankful unto the Lord because his presence is with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we come before the throne of grace on tonight with our prayer request, amen, hallelujah, and our praise reports, we have to come with an attitude of gratitude. We have to be appreciative for what God has already done. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. What has he already done? He has released his presence into my life on a permanent basis. I don't got to go and find him. Hallelujah, praise God, because he is with me. Hallelujah, and he said that he won't leave me. Hallelujah, nor will he forsake you. Praise God, hallelujah. So if I don't have nothing else to be thankful for, I need to be thankful that God, hallelujah, is with me. Praise God, hallelujah. If God is with me, hallelujah, amen. If I'm in his presence, hallelujah, guess what? That means I'm in glory. I'm in glory because I'm with God. Wait a minute, hold up. See, I'm trying to get God to take me to a level of glory. I'm trying to get in the glory. I'm asking God every day, God, deliver me from where I'm at and take me into glory. Hallelujah. But I have to realize that if God is with me, I am already in glory. So I'm not praying to go into glory. I'm praying to go to a higher level of glory. But I can't go to that higher level of glory until I first realize I'm already in glory. I'm not trying to excel to get to a level. Hallelujah, I'm already there. I'm just asking God to take me higher in what I'm already in. Hallelujah, praise God. Until we recognize that we're already walking with God. Hallelujah, we're already walking in glory. Hallelujah, we're already walking in anointing. Hallelujah, we're already walking in destiny. Until we realize that God has already opened up the windows and poured out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Until we realize that we already have eternal life in Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Until we realize, hallelujah, that all our needs are being met because it is supplied by the one, hallelujah, who owns all the riches and glory in the universe, who the one who created the world. Until we understand that we truly are God's children, we will never excel. Hallelujah, praise God. Until we realize we are already there. Hallelujah, I'm already royalty. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to get in the family. I'm already in the family. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. See, I'm praying for promotion. I'm not trying to get the job. I already got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just trying to move up in what I'm already in. Hallelujah. And God says tonight, and I don't know who this is for, until you realize, until you understand, until you, hallelujah, amen, acknowledge that you're already in glory, that God has already had his hand on your life. Hallelujah. That God has already led you and guided you to the point that you are at. Hallelujah. Until you can look back and see how far God has brought you from, you will never, hallelujah, exhale. You will never move up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because you don't realize you're already there. You don't realize you already got the job. You don't realize you're already in the family. Hallelujah. You don't realize what God has already done. And until you realize it and acknowledge it, hallelujah, amen, everything that you've been praying for won't come to pass because you don't realize you're already, hallelujah, amen, where you need to be. Hallelujah. You keep praying, the Lord says, God, move in my life. Move, and he's moving. Hallelujah, praise God, because he ain't doing what you want him to do. Hallelujah, amen, praise God, because you ain't where you think you should be. Hallelujah, praise God. But you always say, let go and let God. Well, let go. Hallelujah, praise God. Realize you already in glory, and he's trying to take you to another level of glory. Hallelujah, amen. But I'm not going to take you somewhere where you don't realize you already there. Hallelujah. You praying to go to heaven, you already in heaven. You praying for paradise, you already got it. Hallelujah, praise God. But until you acknowledge it, until you realize it, hallelujah, you will stay stagnant where you are. Praise God. So as we come to the throne of grace tonight with our testimonies and prayer requests, hallelujah, amen, come with an attitude of gratitude, praise God, on tonight, and we will put the words of the Bible into action. The words of the Bible say, when two or more agree on a thing in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. It says, when two or more come together in his name, he is in the midst. He's in the midst right now. We are touching and agreeing right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. So whatever you put on the throne of grace, hallelujah, I'm inviting you to expect, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, to answer your prayers. The Bible also says this, whatever ye so desire when ye pray, whatever ye so desire when ye pray, not, you know, things that are logical, things that could possibly happen, things that could line up. Hallelujah. Yeah, you praying that your check come. You know your check don't come. Praise God. You get paid every 2 weeks. Praise God. But he said, whatever ye so desire when ye pray. Hallelujah. Amen. The things that people say cannot be accomplished by you. Hallelujah. The things that people say you don't have a degree for. Hallelujah. The things that people say you are the wrong gender to do. Hallelujah, the things that people say, hallelujah, you're not educated to do. Hallelujah, you're not smart enough. Hallelujah, you ain't got the money to do that. Hallelujah, but he said, whatever ye so desire when ye pray, hallelujah, believe that ye have received it and ye shall have it. What am I saying? What is the Bible saying? The Bible saying is when you pray about receiving healing, when you pray about receiving deliverance, when you pray, hallelujah, about receiving that financial blessing, when you pray, hallelujah, about receiving that child, when you pray, hallelujah, amen, about receiving that spouse, when you pray, hallelujah, about getting that car, about getting that house, about getting that job, when you pray about it, hallelujah, he said, you got to believe that I've already done it. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Believe that when you ask for it, that I did it when you asked me for it. Hallelujah, praise God. What are you waiting for? He gave me this example. It's just like when you order something from Amazon. Hallelujah, praise God. You type in your credit card number, and you press OK, you press submit, and you get the confirmation that you have, that whatever you were ordering has been paid for. Hallelujah. But watch this. When you close your laptop or you put your phone down and you look around, whatever you just paid for is not in your presence. It's not there. But you know you just paid for it. You got no doubt in your mind that you own whatever you just ordered. Praise God, hallelujah. All you waiting for is it to show up. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Somebody ain't catch that. Hallelujah, amen. When you pray, it's just like you ordered something from Amazon. Your faith is the money. Hallelujah. Your faith is the credit card. Hallelujah on tonight. And when you say, God, I believe that I have received it, hallelujah, all he's doing then is boxing it up, putting the bubble wrap in it, hallelujah, putting them little foam peanut chips in it. He's filling it up. He's labeling it up. He's putting your name on it, and he is shipping it off. All you're waiting for is the delivery. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Some things you order, you get it in 3 days. Hallelujah. Praise God. You might order something, and it might come in less than 24 hours. You're like, wow, that came kind of fast. But some things you order is going to take time, because it's not all coming from the same place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some things are coming from down the street. Some things are coming from the next state over. Some things are coming from the next country. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know that you've already paid for it. You're just waiting to receive it. When I order something from Wish, and anybody that's ordered something from Wish know, when you order something from Wish, you just wait on it. Hallelujah. You just wait on it. One day it don't show up. You just wait. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's just like praying. Sometimes I just got to wait. Hallelujah. But I know that it's paid for. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because I know my card, amen, had an unlimited faith credit. Hallelujah. Amen. See, when it comes to faith, I got a black card on faith. Hallelujah. Amen. That's unlimited. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That means there's no limits. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever I ask God for, it's on the way. Hallelujah. I just got to wait for it to show up. Praise God. And I want you, when you testify tonight, when you come with your prayer request tonight, I want you to have that same attitude. Hallelujah. Once I've asked God for it. Hallelujah. Amen. He's heard it. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's already started the process. Hallelujah, amen, of shipping whatever I've asked him for. That healing is on the way. I may still be feeling a little sick in my body, but the healing is on the way. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. It's on the way. The deliverance is on the way. Praise God, I may still struggle with this addiction, but the healing, hallelujah, and the deliverance is on the way. Praise God, I just got to wait for it to show up. Hallelujah, praise God. So I want to open up the phone lines at this time. Is there one on the phone lines tonight that has a testimony? Praise God. Or perhaps you have a prayer request. Hallelujah. And we can all touch and agree together tonight and watch God move. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight, will there be one?
We just want to ask prayer today for the children. There are so many children today, young people, and I know old too, but mostly young people, that is dealing with oppression and dealing with, whatever the other one is. But a young person, so many young people is dealing with that. And so I just want to ask you to pray for the young people. I know the old need it too, but young people especially, 13, 14 years old, dealing with oppression and having anxiety attacks. And we know that's the work of the enemy. And so we just got to pray for our country, or pray for our city. And a lot of this is going on right here in Arlington and Fort Worth. Amen. And so we're going to ask for prayer for that tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's take that right to the throne. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now on behalf of our children, Lord, on behalf of the younger generation that's coming up right now, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We know they're coming up in some trying times right now, Lord. Hallelujah,
yeah,
Lord. But we cover them, Lord, with our prayers right now, like our grandparents covered us. Hallelujah. And their parents covered them, Lord. Hallelujah. We
yes,
cover
Lord.
Them right now,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Right,
Lord,
now,
we,
Lord,
we bind and we rebuke the work of the enemy that is working in their lives,
in the
Lord.
Jesus.
Give the parents
yes,
the
Lord.
Strength. Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord.
To raise their children right, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mercy,
touch
Lord.
That
Hallelujah.
Generation also. Hallelujah.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Their parents to be able to mold them and shape them. Hallelujah. The
yes,
way they
Lord. Have
the
mercy,
way you
Lord.
Need them to go, Lord.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we
mercy,
thank
Lord.
You right now. Hallelujah.
Thank
because
you,
we
Jesus.
Know that you are above all things. Able
yes,
to do
Lord.
All things. Hallelujah.
Yes,
regardless
Lord.
Of the circumstances, Lord. Regardless
mercy,
of the situation, Lord. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord. We know that you are capable, Lord. We bind
yes,
oppression.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're
we bind
able,
depression, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Lord. We bind, amen, retardism, Lord. Hallelujah, amen.
Yes.
We bind, amen, not knowing, Lord. Hallelujah, the confusion
the
that's among
fear,
the children
Lord.
Today.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Name.
We bind that
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord. And we cast it away right now. Hallelujah,
right
Lord,
now,
we
Lord.
Thank you. We thank
yes,
you for moving
heart,
in their lives. Hallelujah. We know that you are above,
heart,
able to do this.
Heart,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is why we
yes,
pray.
Heart,
Hallelujah, Lord, because we
yes,
know that you can do it, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. We know it, Lord.
We see
we
the generations
you, Lord.
Going down, Lord, but we come together
you.
Right now to pray. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord.
You, Lord.
We pray
thank
right
you.
Now for our children, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another prayer request, another testimony on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? Any more prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God.
You.
Amen. We thank God for
Amen.
This page and this prayer request for our children, this generation that's coming up right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
And that's kind of going to lead into, amen, praise God. That's how God works. Amen. That's kind of leading into what we're going to be talking about tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. The subject on tonight is, do you have enough faith? Hallelujah. Amen for me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hmm.
Do you have enough faith for me? Do you have enough faith for your neighbor? Hallelujah. Do
yes.
you have enough faith for your friend? Hallelujah. Amen. Do you have enough
yes.
faith for your children? Do you have
yes.
enough faith for your enemies on tonight?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Luke chapter 5. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to be starting at verse number 17. Luke chapter 5, verse number 17. Let's go to the throne once again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we come before you, Lord, humble as we know how. Just asking you to lead us through this word on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Open up our minds and ears to hear what you are saying to us on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the revelation that you are about to unveil upon us tonight, Lord. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, I got both verses in front of me. I'm going to come out of the King James on tonight. We're talking Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Hallelujah. And it says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, he being Jesus, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which came out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let me set you up what's going on. Praise God. Jesus is in this city. Praise God. He's in somebody's house teaching. Hallelujah. You don't need to know who. Hallelujah. He's in somebody's house. He's teaching right now. Amen. The presence of the Lord is in the room. People are getting healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. From it says, look, three different cities, Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. It says the Pharisees and the doctor of the law were sitting by. Hallelujah, amen. And it says the presence of the Lord was there to heal them. Praise God, hallelujah. So people, amen, were gathered around in this house listening to Jesus teach the gospel, hallelujah, amen, and people were getting healed, amen. And in verse 18, and it says, and behold, men brought in a bed with a man taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and lay him before him. Hallelujah, amen. Palsy, that just means he was paralyzed. He could not move. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And he had some friends. Hallelujah, amen. But see, I'm not focusing in on the man right now. I want to focus in on the friends, because it said, and behold, men brought in a bed with a man. So the subject is the men. What did the men do? The men, this is an English lesson. The subject is the men. Hallelujah, amen. And what did they do? Hallelujah, amen. The men brought in a bed which was taken with a man on it, which was taken with palsy. So the men is the subject. Hallelujah, amen. And they sought means to bring him and lay him before him. Hallelujah. They sought it. They wanted to bring this man who was paralyzed before Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. It never mentions the will of this man. Praise God. Hallelujah. It never says this man wanted to be healed. It never say the man said he had to talk his friends into taking him to see Jesus. Hallelujah. It never said that the man, hallelujah, had any desire to be healed at all. Hallelujah, amen. So this particular scripture is not about the will of the man. It's the will of the people around the man. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And it says, amen, praise God, that they wanted, the people around him. So you got to wonder, what kind of people have you surrounded yourself by? Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Have you surrounded yourself with people who have the best will for your life as well as their life? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Because some people are just around you, hallelujah, because it's the best will for them. Hallelujah, they only have their best interests at heart. Praise God, hallelujah. But here we have some men. It don't even say how many men it was. Hallelujah. But it say they had a friend, and the friend, hallelujah, needed to be healed. It didn't matter whether the friend said he wanted to be healed. Praise God, hallelujah. A lot of times in the church, I hear this a lot. Hallelujah. If they don't want it, hallelujah, amen, we can't force it on. Remember when you was a child and you went to, a lot of y'all went through this when y'all mama forced y'all to go to church, forced you to go to Sunday school, forced you to go to Bible study. You didn't want to go, but they forced you to go. Hallelujah, because they had a will for you that you didn't have for yourself. And over time, the will that they had for you manifested. Why? Because their will for you lined up with God's will for you. Hallelujah. Whatever will you had didn't line up with God's will. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they had enough faith that if I keep dragging you to church every Sunday, if I keep waking you, maybe if I keep waking you up every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, you'll stop clubbing, hallelujah, to 4 o'clock Saturday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And they will prevail because their will lined up, hallelujah, with God's will. Now watch this. Hallelujah. It says in verse 19, and when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went on the housetop. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, they couldn't get through the doors. Hallelujah. Because there were so many people in this house. Hallelujah. They wouldn't even move out the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what does this tell me? This tells me, hallelujah, first of all, not only did these men have to pack this man in a bed to get to this house, Hallelujah. Amen. Now they had to find a way to get in. So they had used some strength to get there. Now, watch this. I didn't say it was going to be easy. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they first had to pack him there. So you got the weight of the bed. Hallelujah. With the weight of the man. Hallelujah. But of course, these men collectively did this. So each of them took a little bit of weight of themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is why you got to have a team around you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because your team, amen, works together. Hallelujah. Amen. To help carry your weight. Hallelujah. Amen. When you can't carry it yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you, amen, you by yourself, you couldn't pack your friend. Hallelujah. You probably could, but it probably would have took you a little longer. You would have probably had to figure out some techniques on how you're going to get them there because you couldn't do it by yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. It took some men to do this. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible says they couldn't find a way to get in, so they went on the roof. Hallelujah, amen. And it said they let him down through the tiling with his couch into the mist before Jesus. So not only that, now watch this, because this is where some of us give up. We'll get you to church. I'll bring you to church on Sunday. I'll read the scripture. I'll give you the prayer line number. I'll do some of that. But now I gotta carry you on the roof. What I found, an obstacle. People are in the way. Hallelujah, praise God. And sometimes we see people in the way and we, hey, what I'm going to do? These people, hallelujah, they in the way. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. I can't get by these people, but these men, hallelujah. Notice it says men. This is not something you can do on your own. Hallelujah. You ever watch the show Intervention? Whenever they have an intervention, it ain't just one person. Hey, you need to get your life together. No, they go get the brother, the sister, the husband, the cousin, and the mama, and the auntie. They gang up on them. Praise God. Hallelujah. They gang up on them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is almost what's going on here. This is an intervention. I need to get you to Jesus. See, some of y'all, amen, got children that need to get to Jesus, but hallelujah, because they don't want to go. You won't drag them now. Well, I ain't going to force them to do it. Why not? Your mama forced you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If your mama wouldn't have forced you to go to church when she did, where would you be today? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But we got all these things today about, well, that's my children's will, and I'm not going to force my kids to do nothing they don't want to do, and this and that and all this other stuff. Praise God, hallelujah. We need to quit with the foolishness here. Praise God, hallelujah. My children know when they come with me, amen, we going to church on Sunday. Whenever I'm going to church, y'all going with me. I don't care if you want to go, if you don't want to go. See, with their mama, they be having options. Hallelujah, praise God. First of all, you can't give your children options. If we go, and we all go. Hallelujah, I'm not leaving you at home. Praise God, like my grandma say, to prowling through my stuff while I'm gone. Praise God, hallelujah. We all going together. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, and when you do that, you know what happens when they get older in life and they done stop going to church because you're not making them go to church no more. Hallelujah, so they done stop going. Hallelujah. They out there in the world doing their thing, but when they run into trouble, guess where they know where to go? They know to go to church. They know to call on God. Hallelujah. They know that there's something about the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Because why? You forced them to go, hallelujah, when they didn't want to go. You forced them to listen when they didn't want to listen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now that you did that, you have instilled something in them. Hallelujah, praise God, because of your faith, not because of their faith, hallelujah, but because of your faith, hallelujah, they are in a better position than they would have been otherwise. Watch this, praise God. So they climb on top of the roof. Hallelujah, amen. They didn't give up and say, well, it's too much in the way. Hallelujah, praise God, because that's what we'll do, it's too much in the way. They taking prayer out of school. Remember when that was happening? I was in school when they was taking prayer out of school. Hallelujah, amen. And I kept hearing the church say, it's too many politicians. in the way, them white people in the way. Hallelujah. The Republicans in the way. The Republicans saying the Democrats in the way. Everybody saying somebody else is in the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But nobody wants to climb up on the roof. Nobody wants to, hallelujah, amen, takes that extra effort, hallelujah, amen, to get that child where they supposed to be. Nobody wants to do that extra effort to get that spouse. You keep, he keep doing this, or she keep doing that. Hallelujah, amen. But you won't make them go to church. I remember when, hallelujah, amen, wives would make their husbands go to church. Husbands would make their wives go to church back in the day, but not us being controlling. Hallelujah, amen. Now we put labels on stuff that used to help us. Hallelujah, amen. People became better. It wasn't like they was dragging them to the club. They was dragging them to the church. If you're going to be with me, you got to go to church. Now that's too controlling. Get away from him, girl. Hallelujah. He's going to have you in a coat. Hallelujah. Get away from her. She gonna put a root on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. But these were people, amen, that doing stuff. Not, this ain't for you. Hallelujah. This is not going to help me at all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I'm still going to be me. Hallelujah. I'm doing this to help you. I already know Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. How you think I know that he was in this house teaching and preaching? I've already known for myself. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to get you to Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. So they go on the roof. So now they got to pack this bed up the, and I seen how the houses was made back then. Hallelujah, amen. There were steps, literally steps like a fire escape, but they were brick that led up to the roof. Praise God. So now they got to pack. Y'all ever pack a couch? Hallelujah, or a TV or a chair or any kind of furniture up some stairs? Praise God, hallelujah. Now here they is packing a man. In a bed. We don't even know how the bed was made. Sometimes it's called a bed. Sometimes it's called a couch. Praise God. But we don't know how it's made, but I know it was heavy because it was a whole man sitting in. Hallelujah, amen. And I got a couple couches in my living room. They heavy by themselves. Hallelujah. Now I got a whole 200-pound man sitting on it. Hallelujah, that's immobilized. And I don't know if you ever noticed that people are heavier, that can't move. People that are paralyzed seem to be heavier. Hallelujah. My mama, I could pick her up when she wasn't paralyzed, but when she was paralyzed, it seemed like she got heavier. I could still pick her up, but she was heavier. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's dead weight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you packing dead weight up some stairs on a roof. And then, now not only that, I got to figure out how I'm going to lower you down. Hallelujah, praise God. Without dropping you, you already paralyzed. I ain't trying to kill you. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. So these people, these men, it wasn't just easy just to pack this man to Jesus and then climb up on the roof and then lower. So they had to spend some significant time and some significant energy, some blood, sweat, and tears getting a friend to Jesus. And let me back up. I keep calling him his friend, but the Bible doesn't even specify that this was their friend. Hallelujah. This could have just been somebody they saw that they knew needed Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because all this is, you taking all this in easy for that child and for that family member. Okay, I'm gonna put in the work, Elder. I'm gonna get them to church. I'm gonna take them if they don't want to go. I'm gonna pray for them even when they ain't praying for me. I'm gonna do all that. But what about people you don't know? Hallelujah, praise God. What about people you've never seen before in your life, but you see them and you know they need Jesus? Praise God. Do you hop out and say a prayer? Hallelujah. Do you hop out and tell them where they can come and where they can go to receive a word from God? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Or do you that ain't none of my business right there. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Hallelujah, amen. But when it's somebody you know, hallelujah, praise God, you expect somebody to do that for them. If it was you, you would expect somebody to do it, hallelujah, for you. Praise God, hallelujah, to go that extra mile. Could you go that extra mile for somebody you don't even know like that? What about an enemy? Hallelujah. Somebody you don't particularly like. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you go the extra mile for them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they done climbed up on the rooftop. Hallelujah. Amen. One preacher said they tore the roof off the place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So they had to take the tiling off the roof, and then they had to lower this man down in the couch. Hallelujah. Before Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Now you can imagine it probably took a minute when the roof opened up and all of a sudden this man comes being lowered down. Could you imagine the people in the room? Could you imagine Jesus in the middle of teaching? Hallelujah. He could have been getting his hum on and God said and all of a sudden the roof opens up and a man starts being lowered down. Could you imagine the silence for a minute, the gasp, the awe? What's going on? Where this man coming from? Praise God. Hallelujah. It wasn't like the teaching just kept going until the man, all of a sudden the man, until they lowered. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you, pastors and preachers on the line, teachers, did you keep teaching when the roof just came open? Hallelujah. The man is being lowered down. Hallelujah. In your midst. Praise God. There's going to be some stopping. There's going to be some silence. There's going to be some reaction. And Jesus stood there, no doubt, hallelujah, amen, and watched them lower this man through the roof. Praise God, hallelujah. And without even having to investigate, knew what happened. Hallelujah. They tried to get through the front door but couldn't. So the only other option was to go through the roof. So they went up on the roof with this man. And now I'm looking at them, lower this man down, hallelujah, just so he could be healed, hallelujah, just because he needed to, this did not benefit, understand this, this did not benefit the men at all, hallelujah, this cost the men time, hallelujah, this cost the men energy. Hallelujah, praise God. This is what you call a real sacrifice. Hallelujah, praise God, because I'm not getting nothing out of this. Hallelujah, you're not even giving me gas money. Praise God, hallelujah. So if I've got to be doing this out of the kindness of my heart. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. This is a heart thing, amen. Praise God, this is a love thing. God is a God of love. Praise God, hallelujah. So when God saw how much these men loved, amen, another human being so much that they would go to the lengths that they did just to get him in a position, amen, not even knowing if I'm going to heal this man or not. We're going to take this chance. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take this chance. Because I'm going to say something that a lot of preachers won't say. Everybody that come to church don't get healed. Oh, Lord. Everybody that come to church don't get saved. Everybody that come to church don't get delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody that come to church and want their financial blessing don't get it. Everybody that do it don't get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's just a fact. Go to church right now. Ask God, how long you been praying for this? I've been praying. I ain't got it yet. Hallelujah. Not that they ain't going to get it, but they ain't got it yet. Hallelujah. So they ain't, in their mind, they ain't got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So they really taking a chance because I don't know if I got to give Jesus some money. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if it's a password, a handshake. Hallelujah. I don't know what the qualifications are. I don't know if he really going to do it or not because he didn't heal everybody he came in contact with. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm taking a chance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That God's going to do this. See, that's the problem. Amen. Nobody wants to take a chance that God's going to do it. I talk about it all the time. We knew this married couple. We said we were going to pray for them. The wife say ain't no use to praying. So what's the use of me praying then? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You don't want to take the chance. You don't want to roll the dice. Hallelujah, amen. That the words that leave your mouth go to God's ears. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But watch this, hallelujah. In verse 20, it says, and when he saw their faith, it's a comma right there, so I guess I got to pause. It says, and when he saw their faith, hallelujah, amen. He wasn't looking at the man that they just lowered before him. He wasn't looking at the man's condition. He was looking at the people that brought the man. Hallelujah. The people that brought the man. Hallelujah, amen. He looking at the parents that keep dragging that bad child to church. Hallelujah, praise God. He's looking at that wife that keep praying for that lost husband, that husband that keep, amen, praying for that wife, praise God, that brother that keep praying for that sister, that child that keeps praying for that parent, that friend, hallelujah, that keeps praying for that friend, hallelujah, that person that keeps praying for the enemy. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So he's not looking at the man. Hallelujah, praise God. He's looking at the people that were around the man. Hallelujah, their faith. Hallelujah, amen. It's almost like, hallelujah, that their faith was so strong that this man did not have a choice. Hallelujah. You ever talk to somebody and they say, it's like I didn't have a choice. My mama drugged me to church so much. I couldn't be nothing but a preacher. Hallelujah. I couldn't be nothing but a choir director. I was in church so much. It's like I didn't have a choice. My mama named me Hezekiah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's like I didn't have a choice. Hallelujah. Because their faith was so strong and what God was going to do in my life. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Wait before I get into that, because that's a little deep right there. Hallelujah, amen. He said, amen. He said unto him, hallelujah, amen. Before I get into what he said unto him, hallelujah, amen. He saw the friend's faith. Hallelujah, and said to the man. He saw the husband's faith and said to the wife. He saw the parent's faith and said to the child. Hallelujah, amen. He saw the friend's faith and said to the friend. Praise God. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say is, hallelujah, amen. He wasn't looking at that. Whatever he said to that man, hallelujah, had nothing to do with what the man had done. It had everything to do with what the friends had done, what the men had done. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of blessings in your life have nothing to do with you. Praise God. It's because somebody was praying for you. Hallelujah. It's because somebody had you on their heart, on their mind. Hallelujah. Some of y'all living up on the prayers, y'all don't even know somebody prayed for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of y'all, amen, don't know, hallelujah, the lengths that God is, people have went through for you, praise God. You don't see it. Hallelujah, but God saw it. And because God saw what they did, hallelujah, for you, he blessed you. Lord, have mercy. So, see, somebody needs to call somebody and tell them thank you, because every blessing you got ain't because of something you did. Lord, have mercy. It's because of something somebody else did on your behalf. Hallelujah. Somebody that didn't get the credit for it, because all of the manifestation came through you. Lord, y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah, amen. Everybody thinking it was you. Lord, have mercy. Everybody thinking it was you. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But they don't realize it wasn't you, it was mama. Hallelujah. They don't realize it wasn't you. It was your wife. It was your husband. It was your children. It was your siblings. It was your friends praying for you. Hallelujah. Amen. You never once prayed for yourself, never prayed for nobody else, and everybody think it was you. They think your faith was the strong faith. Hallelujah. Amen. But somebody out there, the Lord say, living a lie, you know it wasn't your faith. You know you didn't expect to be nowhere further than where you are right now. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't expect to be where you are right now. You expect to be in them streets. Hallelujah. You expect to be in them clubs. Hallelujah. You haven't you expected to be dead by now. Hallelujah. In jail. Praise God. Hallelujah. On baby daddy number 5. Praise God. You know where you expected to be. Hallelujah, praise God, but somebody was praying for you. This man expected to be laying in his bed, paralyzed. Hallelujah, amen. But somebody, hallelujah, was looking out for him. Somebody decided they was going to put the work in. That's why marriages don't last, because you don't want to put the work in. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why your children ended up where they are, because you gave up. You said, I ain't going to put no more work in. Hallelujah. You said, I'm done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But your faith could have got somebody else saved. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this. And we're getting ready to close. Hallelujah. But watch this. I want you to see something about the man. This is the significant thing I see about this man. He said, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to stop with the scripture right there. He looked at the man. After he saw the faith in the friend, he looked at the man and told the man that his sins were forgiven. He didn't tell the man, hallelujah, you are healed. He didn't tell the man like he told the woman, you are loose from thine infirmity. Hallelujah, praise God. He told the man, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah, praise God. Why is that significant? Because, hallelujah, amen, some of us are waiting for healing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Some of us are praying for healing. Lord, heal me. Heal my body. Hallelujah, amen. Take the pain away, Jesus. Heal, heal, heal. Hallelujah. But Jesus didn't say heal. He said forgive. Hallelujah. Amen. There's an ancient Jewish belief that all sicknesses are not related to sicknesses. Some sicknesses are related to sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. This man was paralyzed from his sin. Hallelujah, amen. He could not move because of his sin. The sin that he had committed in his life left him in a paralyzed state. Hallelujah, praise God. And in order to be released from the state in which he could not move, hallelujah, he had to be told that his sins were forgiven. Hallelujah, praise God. I say this part for last because, hallelujah, the Lord says somebody out there needs to know, hallelujah, that your sins are forgiven, that you don't have to stay, hallelujah, in your bed of sin. Hallelujah, amen. Yeah, you done lied. Yeah, you done cheated. Yeah, you done stole. Hallelujah, praise God. But guess what the Bible says? The Bible says that we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Abraham was a liar and adulterer. Hallelujah, amen, and a bigamist. Hallelujah, so was Jacob. Hallelujah, they all had multiple wives, amen, multiple babies. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. David was an adulterer, a liar, a manipulator. Hallelujah, amen, a wife stealer. Hallelujah, the authority holder, a little mini Napoleonized person. Yeah, I'm talking about David, that's where he was. Read it, you can see it for yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But God forgave his sin. Hallelujah. Amen. If God forgave David's sin, David went from cheating to lying to murder. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God forgave him. What makes you think God won't forgive you? Hallelujah. God wants somebody to know that you have been not physically paralyzed. Hallelujah. Amen. But you've been spiritually paralyzed. You've been not moving in the spirit. You've been spiritually dead. You see, that's why I said dead weight earlier, because when you're paralyzed, you seem to be heavier. Hallelujah, because it's dead weight. Hallelujah, amen. You've been dead in the spirit, and God says, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Your sins are forgiven. Praise God. Hallelujah. When he died on the cross, your sins were forgiven. So you even did it, your sins were forgiven. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay stagnant in the position that you're in, because your sins are forgiven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember what he told the adulterous woman? And we're going to get out of here. Praise God. But remember what he told the adulterous woman when they were about to stone her? Hallelujah. He says, has anybody condemned you? And she says, no, my Lord. Hallelujah. He says, well, neither have I. Now you can go and sin no more. Now, a lot of people think that he's giving her a command. Go and stop sinning. That's the way a lot of people look at it. Go and stop sinning. Praise God. Hallelujah. No. Let me explain to you. What he's doing is he's retraining her way of thinking. He's renewing her mind. He's bringing her to a place of repentance, because of a lot of us sin. Hallelujah. Let me put it this way. A lot of us continue to sin. Hallelujah. Because we believe that when we first sinned, hallelujah, that signed us right up for hell right there. We going to hell. People have told us we're going to hell. You did what? You going to hell. Hallelujah. So if I'm going to hell, I might as well keep sinning. There ain't no use to me stopping if I'm going. I'm already going, so I might as well keep on sinning. Hallelujah. And that's the mindset that this adulterous woman was in. Hallelujah. I might as well keep on sinning, because, hallelujah, they're going to stone me anyway. Hallelujah. But to come to find out, hallelujah, that my sins are forgiven, that I got a clean slate, now I can go. Hallelujah, and I can sin no more. Hallelujah, now I'm no longer under the umbrella, hallelujah, of condemnation. Now I no longer have that black cloud floating, follow me around. Hallelujah, now I'm no longer bound, hallelujah, to the law of sin, that the penalty for sin is death. Hallelujah, because now I have grace. Hallelujah, grace, hallelujah, which is the forgiveness from God, the unmerited favor which I do not deserve, hallelujah, because of my sin, hallelujah, but because Jesus died on the cross. A lot of y'all don't know this. Maybe you need to understand that's the significance of Jesus dying on the cross. He represents the lamb shed for our sins. Hallelujah, the one lamb where we would never ever have to sacrifice another lamb again for the remission of my sins. He has done it all from that cross. Hallelujah. So no matter what you have done, I don't care if it was yesterday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I don't care if it was earlier today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Me and a friend were talking, amen, and he has this thing. He calls it recreating yourself. I call it repenting. He called it recreating yourself. In other words, it's never too late to wake up and say, I'm gonna be this person. I'm done being this person. I'm done being a liar. I'm done being a thief. I'm done being an adulterer. I'm done being a fornicator. I'm done. From this point on, I'm gonna be this person. I'm gonna be an upright standing individual. Hallelujah. I'm gonna be a forward thinking individual. Hallelujah. I'm gonna be an independent thinking individual. Praise God. He said, it's never too late to recreate yourself. I say it's never too late to change your mind. Praise God. I may have just left out the hotel room with you. They don't mean I ever got to go back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the past. That was yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. That ain't going down no more. That's over with. I am no longer who I used to be. But you just did this like yesterday. I'm not doing it no more. It's over with. Praise God, because I can choose to do that. Praise God, hallelujah. I almost came out of, praise God, hallelujah, talked about Lazarus. When Jesus called out to Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah, praise God. God was telling me, he said, you know, Lazarus had a choice. Because he could have stayed dead in that cave. He didn't have to come out because I called him. Hallelujah, praise God. He could have stayed with some of us choose to stay in. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah, amen. Some of us choose to stay in that place. Hallelujah, amen. When the stone's been rolled away, hallelujah, and the option is to come out. Hallelujah, amen, or stay in. Stay in stinking, hallelujah, come out smelling fresh and new. That's up to you. Hallelujah, amen. But it's your choice. It's your decision today. Praise God, hallelujah. And if you choose to repent, if you choose to recreate yourself on today, praise God, hallelujah, we invite you to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, praise God. Because with him as your Lord and Savior, amen, he gives us grace. Hallelujah, amen, for all those sins we committed. Because somebody right now is saying, I've done too much, Elder. I can't be, hallelujah, what you call it, saved. Hallelujah, amen. I'm on a drug deal right now. I don't know. Hallelujah, amen. What you talking about, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord says it's never too late. Hallelujah, praise God. It's never too late to recreate yourself or repent. Hallelujah, change your mind right now. Hallelujah, praise God, by accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, praise God. And if you choose to, all you have to do is say this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord, I invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Wash me, Lord. Make me whole, Lord. Work with me, Lord. Hallelujah. Because I need your help. Praise God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And we believe when you pray, hallelujah, like the Bible says, it ain't got to be no long prayer. It's just got to be a sincere prayer. Hallelujah, praise God. It's just got to be true. Hallelujah. And if you believe what you said tonight, praise God, you have been saved. Hallelujah, praise God. And we thank God for you on the night. The Bible says that the angels rejoice. Hallelujah, when one gives their life to Christ. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we rejoice on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to open up the phone lines. Amen. Praise God. If somebody, amen, has a testimony, a prayer request, or a comment on the word on tonight, hallelujah, the phone lines are open. Praise God. Will there be one?
Well, again, I'd like to say thank God for Jesus from the word that you brought. Thank God for Jesus again. Amen. I'm glad that I got saved because of Jesus' faith and it wasn't my own. Hallelujah. So it was Jesus'
amen.
Faith. I got saved because of Jesus' faith and it wasn't mine. Amen. And so God wasn't looking at me. God was looking at Jesus. And it was because of what Jesus did is the reason I'm saved. And it's because of Jesus' prayer for me, I'm saved. And because of what he did for me, I'm saved. And so I keep saying I am what I am by the grace of God. And so I just thank God for that word tonight, amen. And thank God that Jesus had enough faith for me. And he got enough for you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do we have another one on tonight? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God, amen, for each and every person that called in and tuned in on tonight, amen. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. And let's try to have a little faith for our brother and sisters. Praise God.
Amen.
Our children, like the pastor, when he said earlier, let's pray for the generation right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. They going through some stuff we don't know. Praise God. We don't know
amen.
What social media bullying is like. Hallelujah,
amen.
We don't know what all this depression, it's a new kind of bullying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, back in the day, when I got bullied at school, I got to go home and got away from it. Now they bully you at school. They still bullying you on your Instagram and on your what they got Snapchat and all this other stuff, praise God. And it's hard out there for a kid nowadays. Praise God. Hallelujah. We tend to forget how hard it is for them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But if it's hard for us, it's hard for them too. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to keep our children in prayer. Our children,
yes.
Our grandchildren, our unborn seeds. We're going to break those generational curses. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God. Amen. For everything God is doing. Hallelujah. At this time. Praise God. Amen. Do we have
Amen.
Any announcements or anything? Any more comments? Hallelujah. Before we close out tonight, any more comments? Any more prayer requests? Amen. Amen. Well, bless God. We just thank everybody for tuning in on tonight. Amen. Praise God, everybody that called in. We had a couple callers on the line tonight. Thank God for y'all on tonight. Thank God for Bishop Page tuning in with us on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're gonna go ahead and pray out. And we're gonna see y'all Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Central Time. Not CPT time, Central Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to see y'all at 5 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we got, you just heard him, Bishop Mac Page. Praise God, going live from Care Church Incorporated. Amen. At Sunday morning service. Praise God. And then at 5 o'clock, amen, that afternoon, amen, we have the Word of God straight up and uncut, hosted by myself. Hallelujah. Bishop Page be chiming in. We got Brother Dell be chiming in, Apostle Thomas, a bunch of people be calling in. Praise God. Hallelujah. My wife be calling in. I'll be on there. Everybody be on there. So we want invite y'all to be on there with us. Hallelujah. We bring up topics of discussion. Hallelujah. That impact Christians on a daily basis, but yet we tend to not talk about it. Hallelujah that much. So tune in. That's at 5 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah, on Sunday. And we will be back again next week at 9 o'clock. Sister Valencia will be bringing forth a message next week. Hallelujah, amen. So we invite y'all to come back next week and tune in with her. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, and we are going to go ahead and pray out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come together in your presence. Come together in your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just being in our presence, Lord. We thank you for any revelation that you reveal to us on tonight. And, Lord, we ask that you help us. Help us to take the revelation that you've given to us, the tools that you've given us tonight, and help us to incorporate them in our everyday lives, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us be the leaders and not the followers, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord, and we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And may the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And we will see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On More Than an Hour of Power. Y'all have a blessed night. We'll see y'all next time.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say. Let the church
say.
today.
Amen.
No matter how you feel it,
amen,
or how your world is reeling,
amen,
battle on through the night,
amen,
'cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen,
even in the valley,
amen,
or standing at your Red Sea,
amen,
continue to say,
amen,
'cause your help. The church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the church say, yeah. Oh.